100 Word Stories.
Hi there, this is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, one a day until the day I die.com. Not dead yet, and it's Sunday, so it's time for a weekly challenge where I post the topic, you come up with the stories, and I share them on this weekly challenge thing. The topic for this week was, don't I feel stupid? And I really did when I got the timing of the topics all wrong. But I don't feel so stupid now that you're sharing stories. And let's just go ahead and listen to them, all right?
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called No Need to Apply Pain. I can do that unaided. Don't I Feel Stupid is pretty much the title of the home movies I run in my head on an unending time loop. I know shouting out loud, oh fuck, is akin to blatantly admitting I'm batshit crazy. But I got a lot of screw-ups to revisit at the most inopportune times. And each one is verbally cringeworthy. But of late, I have found a sort of talisman, a purifying mantra, that oddly enough abates my personal furies. With little thought at all, I just internally muse, all dead, seems to work like a champ. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Don't. I feel stupid, you protested, as I dressed you up in my frilly underwear, and scrawled, slut, across your chest in bright red lipstick. Don't be silly, I murmured, you said you wanted to try new things. I tied the blindfold, before slipping the noose around your neck, then waited until your struggles finally ceased, before scattering a handful of gay porn across the bed, and heading back home. You were found, next day, by the maid in that seedy hotel. Death, by sexual misadventure, was the verdict. The high life, by insurance payout, made it all so worthwhile.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 658 with a prompt of, don't I feel stupid? Well, I do. But anyway, here's my story. Bilbert's parents waited for him in the living room when he got back from the party. He swallowed. His mother was all smiles.
How was the party, dear? Did you have fun?
Sure, I'm going to bed, he said. Wait, son, his father said. Who else was there? Just me.
Did you play any games? His mother asked.
Just one, and then she kissed me, Bilbert admitted. Oh, Bilbert's got a girlfriend, his father teased. Bilbert crossed his arms and scowled. Don't. I feel stupid enough as it is. His mother hugged him and said, I think you'll survive. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Good morning. Richard here. One topic, two stories. Don't I feel stupid? Well, maybe. First one's called Stupid. Don't I feel stupid? You'd think so. Stood outside in the corridor while the rest of the class gets on with lessons. And I won't feel stupid later in detention, either. I'm doing school on my own terms. And whilst all the other nerds and teachers' pets are struggling with equations, grammar, and historical facts, I'll be chilling in the corridors and messing about after hours, inconveniencing the teachers and wasting their time. I don't feel stupid at all. Just wait till I'm in my 40s, with a minimum wage job, no prospects, and no future. Then I'll feel stupid. And my second story is called Breakdown. That's about the worst thing you can do, laughed the mechanic. Fill a diesel car with petrol. And it's a complete drain and flush, and then prime the fuel system. Won't be done until tomorrow. As he winched the car onto the flatbed, I was grateful for breakdown cover. I'd get a tow to my destination, a good 400 miles down the road, and payment for a night in a hotel. His last words as I jumped down from the truck. Don't you feel stupid? No, I wouldn't be coming back for the car. It's not mine. Okay, all done. Speak to you next week. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
When Freddy doesn't understand something, he'll ask to slow things down a little. I don't see how slowing things down will make it easy for Freddy to understand. If something is already complex, maybe he should be asking to dumb things down a little. Or in Freddy's case, dumb things down a lot. The problem is that there are some things too complicated to dumb down and simplify. That's when Freddy gets this glassy look on his face. I've made the process of dumbing things down too complicated for him. So I stop, take a moment, and start again. Slower.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories on the topic of Don't I Feel Stupid? By the way, the story is 100 words long. I really ought to write a script for this. Tinny, what are you doing? You're being a silly girl. Anyway, the next 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge topic is too much. And all the topics for the next year are listed up there at the website, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Click on Weekly Challenge or the right side of the screen, or it's all over the place. If you need help navigating, maybe you could design a better site. Maybe you could run the 100 Word Stories site and I'll just be a contributor and you can do the challenge, whatever. Anyway, enough about that fantasy. I'm doing this until the day I die.com. All right. Thank you all for being a part of this as I stumble over my tongue. And as always, keep it brief.